Cian O'Callaghan, Deputy Leader of the Social Democrats, is on the line. Good morning to you, Cian O'Callaghan.
Good morning.
You'll be at this meeting, this party leaders' meeting at 8:30. Tell us about the proposal that the opposition are bringing to that meeting.
Well, the opposition parties have put forward a compromise proposal, which would be a change to standing orders. And that would mean that there'd be, in the standing orders of the law, it would very explicitly recognise that TDs that support the government, support a programme for government, you know, vote with the government, can't be in opposition Dáil groups. That's already the spirit of standing orders, but this would make it very clear and very explicit. So there wouldn't be any issues around interpretation of standing orders, I think, would put an end to this situation.
Right. And so the people listening understand standing orders are the rules by which the Dáil agrees to be governed. And it needs a vote of the Dáil to change them. So would standing orders have to be changed before the opposition would agree to let the election of Taoiseach go ahead?
Well, look, that'll be decided at the meeting of the party leaders.
Is that what you're looking for?
Half eight. Look, I think if there's an agreement from the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to put an end to this situation, certainly from my point of view, that would be a very good outcome and would allow things to move forward. And I'd be hopeful that there is agreement on that this morning. And look, the timings around when standing orders are changed and so forth for me wouldn't be.
So you'd take their word for it?
Look, I certainly would. I can't speak on behalf of other opposition parties, but I certainly would, yes.
Okay. If the government, if the two Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leaders come into that meeting and say, well, look, we don't like this compromise and we're going to go straight to the vote at 10:30, there won't be a debate, and they have the numbers because they have the majority to win that vote, would that be an end of it?
Look, if they don't think this is a good proposal, I'd be hopeful they'd come forward with their own proposals on this. This situation is really of their making. They seem to be in agreement with Michael Airey to allow him and other independent TDs supporting the government to take opposition speaking time. That's an agreement that would never be acceptable to opposition parties in democratic countries. Parties and groups that form the government cannot also form the opposition or part of the opposition. That's a very basic principle.
But the deal you were offered yesterday that Michael Lowry was talking about, that, you know, he would vote for the Taoiseach, which is why the Dáil was assembled yesterday, to vote for a Taoiseach and a government. You would then set up a new Dáil Reform Committee that would be meeting today, setting about changing all these standing orders that you have issues with.
Well, there was Deputy Lowry was very clear yesterday that he was going to take opposition speaking time and he would give no commitment at all that that would change. And that was essentially backed up by the government parties as well. So, look, that wasn't a compromise. That wasn't recognising that TDs that take, you know, support the government should be getting government speaking time. So I think,
right,
you know, that wasn't going to be acceptable to opposition parties.
But the scenes that people watching saw yesterday, the opposition on its feet, roaring at the Ceann Comhairle, refusing to let a Taoiseach be elected. You can't let that happen for a second day. There are real problems facing this country. Doesn't that kind of chaos bring politics into disrepute?
Yeah, look, I don't think the situation that arose in the Dáil yesterday that should ever have gotten that far. This was flagged by different opposition parties very heavily over the last week or so. Should have been interventions from the leaders of the different parties, including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, to get this resolved. So it shouldn't have come to that. I'd be very hopeful. We did ask yesterday afternoon for a meeting of party leaders, and that was agreed to last night. So I am hopeful that the meeting this morning will resolve this and we can get on with forming a government and indeed forming an opposition.
All right, Cian O'Callaghan, Deputy Leader of the Social Democrats. Thank you for talking to us this morning.